This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan, plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 33% off monthly VPS plans with code VPS 33 off. Tire Buyer, get fast, free delivery on tires to their network of 10,000 plus local tire shops and mobile installers. Save 15% off all installed tires with code MMA15. Spinaline, the one-of-a-kind sleep system, will put your body in its most natural, relaxed position to allow maximum recovery and energy regeneration. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 568.
568!
My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening over there? Vacation?
Nothing. Drinking a little June shine. I was telling you about this before the show started. This is good stuff. If you like kombucha, you might as well drink hard kombucha. So it's like 6% alcohol, all healthy, gluten-free.
That's what it's all about.
It's vegan, I think. Gut-friendly. Or something
I'm talking about.
Oh, tastes good.
How's vacation? Where'd you go? What'd you do?
California, went to the West Coast, flew into San Francisco, stayed a little while, did like the Alcatraz thing, you know, toward Golden Gate Bridge, drove down the windiest road.
Did you pay like $38 to cross that fucker or whatever the toll was? I know it was super expensive.
I don't remember. Yeah. I think it was and then went down the windiest road, Lombard Street there, which is like craziest windy road in the whole world, I guess. So in a Yukon, which was quite fun.
And it's like this steep.
Oh, yeah. Well, the whole town is like that. It's just like hill after hill after. I don't know how people drive in that damn town. You know, and then did some sightseeing along the way and ended up in L.A. for a few days and did the beach thing. So saw some weird people in L.A., you know, crazy weird people. Did some surfing.
Nice.
I like surfing. It's fun. But even small.
What kind of boards were you using? Were you on a long board, like a 15 or 12? I don't even know what long is anymore.
I think these were 8-footers, but they were foam. So like they're a little more forgiving. Not the whole board, but the top is foam, you know? So it's not like the pro all fiberglass ones. And even like maybe we had some smaller waves. They were there. We had the whole family out there and the kids were doing fun. And, you know, I started because I did it last year. Surprisingly enough, I remembered a lot of it and it was progressing. But then they started pushing us out to the bigger waves and I ate shit a couple times. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like this.
When you eat shit, it's interesting depending on how big that wave is. And
I got caught underwater for a good 5-7 seconds. And I remember counting like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. I'm like, I'm still not above water. And I just love the guy is like, whenever that happens, just do this. And I was like, okay. So I just did that. And then my elbows hit the bottom and then I came up and cause you can feel like the barrel, you know, it's
creepy.
It's really crazy how powerful the ocean is. So you know, and these are not huge waves, maybe I don't know how many feet, but definitely not like the pro shit I've seen like in Hawaii. And I'm like, those guys are nuts. Like,
yeah. It's hard to gauge. And especially because if you're on top of it, like standing, like when you shit, it's hard versus like if you're bodyboarding. Cause I remember when we were in Hawaii and we were bodyboarding, I don't know, these were like 6 to 8 footer. I mean, they were fucking huge. It was to the point, like after we got out of the water, someone else got really fucked up and they had to like medically take that guy out. I'm like, holy fuck. And it's a bad place because when you're in Hawaii, you ain't getting an ambulance anytime soon. So it was like a half hour before this guy got medical attention. So yeah, waves are a motherfucker. And especially if there's like any coral or bullshit under there too. Mm-hmm. Like, ugh.
Yeah. I like California, just too expensive. It's crazy how people are living out there. It's kind of people call it the land of the fruits and nuts.
Literally.
Yeah. So, let me show you this. I had we stopped by this place called Elephant Seal Beach.
Okay.
Where they have these elephant seals that pop up, and I'll turn the volume off. You can kind of see from here. It's just,
that's bananas.
All along the water here, you know, like where you can, kind of see like they're doing their thing and they're hanging out, sleeping there.
Wow.
And this
I'm assuming you can't get anywhere close to those fuckers or they're going to attack you.
Yeah, I guess they're pretty nasty. But speaking of attacking, hopefully this isn't too loud. Hang on. I got to stop and share this with audio. That's not what I meant to do. Screwed that up. I shared you.
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
So these fuckers, let me know if this is too loud. I'll set this up. So here's the two guys. One guy was like creeping over on this other guy on the left, and they started doing this weird noise thing where they're like, can you hear that?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like someone's hitting a bongo drum.
And then they have a little tussle, and the guy's like, back up. And they have a little, they bump.
Oh,
they bump.
Chest bumps. Like, what's up, bitch? Oh, yeah. I think I've seen this, and they bloody up each other when they actually do this.
And the other guy's like, okay, I think we're done.
Nah, we're good. let's just go back to sleep.
It happened a bunch of times, and it's just kind of like, this is very weird creatures. I do not know what their purpose is, but I think the ocean is very creepy.
It is.
There's weird shit in the ocean. So
especially if you try surfing at night by the dock. I wouldn't recommend doing that. I did it once. And that was probably the most scared I've ever been in my life, because the guy that I was with, this was in California also, forget which beach, it was either Huntington or Manhattan Beach, and fucking dark and by the pier, and apparently you don't want to be by the pier surfing at night because that's when all the fucking sharks come out, because we saw something coming at us full speed, big, large, and I'm like, oh fuck this. So I was like, is this like whoever's last is gonna get ganked? So I fucking was like, I got to the beach first. I'm just saying, like, this wasn't a lifetime, a long friend. This was just a casual acquaintance in California. So I don't know what the fuck it was, but when you see something moving fast that is super big, you get the fuck out of the water. I'm fucking around. Sketchy.
That's right, ladies. Get the fuck out of the water when it's fast and big. Stay out of the way.
That's right. Stay thirsty or something.
Yeah. So, good vacation. You know, saw some things. It was fun.
It's all about seeing
back to reality now, you know.
That's right. Hey.
Working like a dog for the next vacation. So, it's just,
that's what it's all about.
Yes.
That's what I was going to pull up a little video here. Hang on a second. Give a little shout out to the Colorado Avalanche for winning the Stanley Cup.
Are you a big fan?
Not of them, but just I watched the whole series. It was pretty interesting. So here's how they celebrate with the cup.
Oh shit.
With a nice fucking dent in it right when he gets it. It's not the first dent, it won't be the last, because every time they fucking get it, like, everyone takes a turn with that thing. I don't know how many times they had to replace all the rungs, but I think that is the best trophy in all of fucking sports, because the amount of history that is on that trophy is unbelievable. I don't know. That thing's got to be over, let's just call it 100 years old, but it's every time a team wins, everybody is on there. So your name is
start
etched
out like
in
this
there.
Big. The first team is like, go champions.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they just keep adding tiers and tiers. And then every time someone fucks it up like that, like, okay, we got to replace that whole tier, or, you know, or polish it off. But yeah, it was a good series. It was surprising because, you know, Tampa Bay Lightning have won 2 years in a row, and this would have been the third year in a row had they won. It was close, but they just couldn't get past the Avalanche. Avalanche, too much firepower. And, like, surprisingly, the Avalanche shut them down on D. So they couldn't get off any shots.
Huh.
So it was interesting. It's interesting. Yeah. I think I was rooting for the Lightning because they had traded one of the Blackhawks, Brandon Hagel, there. So I'm like, wouldn't mind letting him win a cup there, even though they've won two and this would be their third one, where Colorado was probably due and earned that one. So,
yeah,
interesting. So let's talk about some, and there were some scraps too. Like you gotta appreciate a little hockey. And what was I was just reading something. They were talking about the Detroit Red Wings versus the Colorado Avalanche. Remember, I forgot what they called that, McCarthy and Lemieux. When all that shit happened, I think this is the 25th anniversary of that fucking brawl back in the day, because I was just reading an article, and I think ESPN did one of those documentaries on that whole fucking thing, and I read some massive article about it, and basically Claude Lemieux, who's a fucking pussy and a cheap shot artist, he was on the Avalanche, and he fucked someone up on the Red Wings, I forgot who, and Darren McCarthy decided at one point during there's going to be some payback, and he basically fucked up Lemieux for payback for hurting one of the Red Wings. And he, I mean, he really hurt one of the Red Wings, like broke his jaw and all sorts of shit. But then there was, I want to say they gave out 39 separate penalties. And
can we show it? I have the video.
Probably not, because they are the fucking, it's like any of the leagues, NFL's the worst, NHL will fucking pull it down too.
Got it. Okay. Well, you can Google it pretty easy. It's like the fucking goalies went to.
I was Patrick Waugh, and who was it? Mike Vernon that were thrown down, and Vernon bloodied up Waugh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what were you gonna say?
Well, I remember seeing that live. I was at a college party, and it was like, you know, as a college party goes, and everyone was like, dude. The whole place was huddled around this TV after like a minute or two, because it was like happening in real, because it was the playoffs, and this brawl started, and everyone was like, there's people piled on top of people watching this going crazy, because it was like the craziest thing you ever saw.
Fuck yeah.
You know, and so that was at Michigan. So that was where I went to college. And I just remember leaving that party going, that is crazy. Like, I don't even, the goalies are fighting. Like,
that's when you know the shit got real, right? The goalies are throwing out, like, oh man, there's some bad blood here. And you gotta love that shit. Like, everyone loves a goalie fight. Like, the players on the bench love that shit. Cause
they do.
Cause I think what they were saying too is that when McCarthy was beating the piss out of Lemieux, that's when Patrick Waugh came in and he was gonna try to intervene. And then Brendan Shanahan came over and fucking did a flying leap and grabbed him. Yeah. So McCarthy could just keep ringing up Lemieux.
Oh yeah.
That's beautiful. Like, there was a whole fucking, I don't know how many pages the article was that I read about this. And I've watched that fight multiple times. Cause that is the most classic retribution brawl ever. And they said after like that fight, like, McCarthy should have got thrown out of the game, but whoever the ref was said, you know, I looked at like what happened in the past, and I felt like that was warranted to happen to Claude Lemieux.
Yes.
So I did not throw McCarthy out of the game, and he came back in
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Yeah, listen, they're like, he should have got 2, 5, and 10 in a game. And they're like, no, we just gave him nothing. I think he just got the 5 for fighting, and then fucking came right back in, and he got in a fight later on in the game. So. You don't see that shit anymore. You don't see full-on line brawls and fighting, not like that anymore.
No,
it's impressive. And I want to say that McCarthy had something like 130 fights in the NHL. Like, oh my god,
a lot of fights.
That's so much brain damage. I love it. Appreciate it.
Hey, speaking of fighting, can we talk about our sponsor real quick before we get into actual MMA? do you think it's time?
Yeah, let me go. So, summer is coming, Ingo. The sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. In case you didn't know. You heard that right. Your friends at Manscaped are here to make sure your beach balls are as smooth as Floridian sand, which I just saw recently. In summer, you want to kill some cold beers and barbecues, not kill the vibe with pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has a performance package 4.0 to keep the party, your pantalones, azules, looking crisp and fresh all summer long. You can dive headfirst into summer by joining the 4 million men who trust Manscaped and get ready for hot guys summer. Thank you. I've been waiting all year for that by going to manscaped.com/MMA nuts for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's right. And the performance kit, the performance package 4.0 has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. Inside this package, you'll find the lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, sounds aggressive, ball deodorant,
yes,
crop reviewer toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goods. Did I also mention that this trimmer is waterproof too? from the shower to the lake, from your chest scrub all the way down to your ball furrow, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer around.
That's right. You can get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package with Manscaped. Word
to your mom.
That's right. That's what they say. So where do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? There were some UFC fights. You want to start there?
I guess over the weekend. Yeah. I mean, I watched the fights on the plane and I was a little bit in and out because I was taking like a crazy red eye back. But I got to say, it was pretty entertaining for a free card. A headline by Arman Tsarukyan versus Matoush Gamrot went to a 5-round decision. Mouthful. Yeah. And I think these two guys, like, I don't know. I found it entertaining because it was very high level grappling and wrestling going on in this fight. It was pretty exciting. Gamrot gets the win via decision. If you know, it's like grappling that actually wasn't boring. So there were like a couple of cats just like reversal, this up, down, this, that, beat the crap out of each other for, you know, 5 rounds. Neil Magny on the card. Didn't fare so well.
No, not so much.
No. And then one to watch, I think this Josh Parisian heavyweight who fought Alan Badeau actually got himself into some trouble in the first round, but it ended up winning via KO in the second round. Just like hammer fisting away. It wasn't the most active heavyweight fight ever, but I think if this guy gets his cardio in line, and I think he's from Michigan too. So my home state. Well, not really. I'm an Illinoisan, but hopefully not forever because taxes are too high. But I think he's one to watch, this Josh Parisian. So anyways, fun card, free card.
Hey, and then we got no Cerrone versus Lozon. That was supposed to happen. Fucking like the second time it's been blown off or something happened. And I forgot what happened. Like Lozon jacked up his knee bone and it couldn't bend or something. And then he watched like some YouTube video and figured out how to bend his knee again. I'm like, what the fuck is this nonsense?
A couple of old creepy dudes.
Yeah.
But supposedly Cerrone was gonna fight.
He's fighting this weekend.
Bobby Jim Miller, right?
Yeah, like on 276. Yep. That's this weekend. But I also saw, well, I made my choice. I watched Bellator 282 and Kat Zingano fought Pam Sorensen. And first, I always got to share the weigh-in pick, right? Because I always appreciate the other organizations that'll let you, especially if you're a lady, wear whatever you want, right? Mm-hmm. I wish the UFC could go back to that because they're so plain Jane now. And the ladies should be able to wear whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And Kat, this is a one-sided domination by Kat. So she actually got a point deducted in the first round for throwing a legal knee. It wasn't even close to her. Like she had hand down, knee down. She's like, fuck it. I'm throwing a knee to your head. She got all of that. And it was, I mean, it's mostly takedowns and ground and pound from Kat, but she fucked up her knees pretty bad. And I'll show you a couple pictures of her knees from the event. So here's one like right after.
Oh damn,
you can see like, oh, that's not bad or not good actually. And then the next day she posted like, oh my god, here are my knees now, and they didn't even feel great in the shower. She was screaming.
Oh Jesus, those look really, man.
Yeah, so because she was delivering so many knees in the clinch, and then like at the end of the third round she had Sorensen on the ground and she's just blasting her with knees in the body. I'm like, oh my god, brutal. And then after that she was like yapping about fighting Cyborg, so they, her and Cyborg had a little like back and forth, and I'll share this because I always find it interesting. So Kat is saying, hey, I want independent drug testing to fight Chris Cyborg to make sure it's a fair fight. And Cyborg's like, Kat Zingano was 9-0 with wins over Misha and Nunes. She enters USADA in 2015 and goes 1-4 competing. Now she's 2-0 after leaving USADA and fighting on YouTube Friday night and thinks I care what she wants. So hopefully Kat's knees aren't that fucked up. I want to see that fight. I think Kat is actually 40 years old now. And Cyborg's got to be like 55 or at least. Well, she's shoot a box, so I don't know what that is in dog years. I think you got to add 7 years for every year they fight in shoot a box. How old is Chris Cyborg? That's the question. Looking, what's your guess on age for Chris Cyborg?
39.
I think that's a legit guess. And she is 36. Wow, so she's actually younger. Wow.
It's that Brazilian, they don't age well. That's the fighters, I should say.
And she's, I was going to save that. I did save this for a show. She's got some cool merch, which I think I'm going to buy. I got a choice. Maybe you can help me out here.
Let's see.
If her fucking website will load.
Is it a girdle?
Do I need one?
I don't know.
Oh my God. What's going on with this products website? So I have a choice. There's three. So I'm kind of, there's the Chris Cyborg kiss and signature card for $50. There's a Chris Cyborg autograph 8x10 flyer with personal message. Mm-hmm. Or there's a Chris Cyborg personalized shout out video for $75. Kind of leaning towards this one.
I think that card is good. You don't want that shirt with the pink writing on the right of it? That looks pretty cool.
I do want like a shirt. She's got the one where she's dressed up as the sugar skull. But I don't know what the phrase is. This one here. So they keep Brazil Serrante free. I don't know what that means. I think it means Vigilante free or something. I don't know. But I dig that picture. And then the back has shit on it too. I don't know if they show that. Yeah. Team Cyborg. So I may go on a Cyborg shopping spree. I'm just saying.
Oh, a trader. That means
yeah, there you go. Traders.
No traders in Brazil.
It's an odd phrase. Maybe it gets lost in translation. So we had that fight, the Kat Zingano fight, and then we had fucking Gegard Mousasi lose his title to Eblen. It was a pretty much a one-sided loss. He got rocked early and then could never recover. And like, fuck, I didn't think we would see that. You know, I thought Gegard was just going to run a train on everybody in Bellator for a while.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Well, he had a terrible weight cut. Apparently he had to cut like 100 pounds or something the day before.
He was just fucking fighting, eating, training. Apparently that didn't work out.
Yeah. He said it was a miserable fight week. And he's quoted saying, I'm never happy while I'm in fight week. I enjoy the and fight week, but I get to hang out with my friends, go swimming, go shopping. He said, I bought a lot of clothes this time, but weight cut day is shit and the fight day is shit. Other than that, everything's okay. So apparently he was like 209 pounds.
Oh my God.
Like a day or two before the weigh-in. So
that's never good, Anthony Rumble Johnson.
That's too much weight. I don't know. He needs to stay off the Baconators or something.
Something. He's hanging out with Johnny Hendricks. Like, that's not good. It's not good for anybody.
Well, I feel like a lot of these guys, as they age, they don't realize it's harder to cut that weight, you know, because as you get older, it doesn't come off so easy and your organs grow too, right?
Yeah, so I didn't think he was cutting that much weight because he was always like a super lean.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like that dude is one dude, if you saw him in person, you might be surprised how big he actually is.
Potentially, yeah.
It's not like...
It's like Chuck Liddell, I think he was probably the most surprising in person. I'm like... Good Lord, like how fucking big are you? Like, yeah, you looked, I don't know, normal on TV, but that's one of those guys when you meet in person, you're like, fuck. But he was also retired when we like bumped into him backstage. Like, fuck, man, he is huge. He looked all of 250 when we saw him, but not like fat 250, like fucking, I'm gonna knock somebody the fuck out 250. Mm-hmm. And then this weekend we have UFC 276.
Yes, sir.
And I think that Misha Tate versus Lauren Murphy fight was supposed to be on this card, but Murphy pulled out with the HIV or the COVID or something like that. I don't know. And I think that one got moved to July. So here we go. Main event. We got Adesanya versus Jared Cannon there. This is a fucking pretty solid card. Volkanovski, Holloway, Sean Strickland, Pereira, Pedro Munhoz, Sean O'Malley. And I think that Miesha Tate fight was supposed to be on here too, like on the main card. And then the prelims. I don't know why the fuck you have Robbie Lawler on the prelims versus Brian Barberina. Yeah, I mean, that should be a solid fight.
Isn't that his first fight back in a while? Let me see. Am I remembering that wrong?
I was trying to think.
Yeah, the last time he fought was Nick Diaz.
Yeah.
In 2021.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just, and Robbie was like, yeah, it's weird that I'm on the fucking prelims, but whatever. And then you got the Miller versus Cerrone on here again. Why is that on the fucking prelims?
I don't think Miller Cerrone fight happens.
You think that's getting pulled too?
I think so. I don't think that's gonna happen.
It's a curse. I like Miller in this fight because I feel like he's on this resurgence from getting the fucking Lyme disease figured out. You got Uriah Hall, Jessica I, Macy Barber, Tavares.
I mean, the card looks solid from top to bottom. It could be one of those like sleeper cards where you know the whole card is good.
Yeah,
it just. As I'm like on this flight watching this last UFC, I'm thinking to myself, like, they got to figure out a way not to have this shit at fucking late at night. Like, I feel like they're missing out. I think they could do better if they did it some other time. I don't know.
Just like if you could just move it up 2 hours, like they do it on the weird cards. But I mean, I get. Yeah. So you'd start at 5 o'clock on the fucking West Coast. Who gives a shit? Like, imagine being on the East Coast. You're starting a card at 10 o'clock at night. Like, I'm fucking struggling to stay up to midnight. I can't fucking do midnight anymore. Like, my bedtime, I'm coming so much, bitch. It's like 10 o'clock. Go to bed.
But you do get up at like 3 a.m. So
that's the point.
There's that.
But,
just start at 3 a.m. UFC breakfast.
Yeah, well, I usually fucking just try to stay offline and then I watch it the next morning. I like to eat my breakfast on a Sunday morning and then I'll fucking play the card.
That's nice. Have a little coffee, a little UFC.
Mm-hmm. Making it happen. Mm-hmm. What else is going on out there?
Well, there was some talk about Ronda Rousey would come back to fight if Gina Carano was interested. And Gina just commented recently and she said, you know, just never put it past me. It could happen. It would be 6 months from now because I have a lot of stuff I need to do, like probably drop like 30 pounds. But what 50 are your
pounds.
I mean, and that's not a good pounds of lose. We'd like her to keep that. It's because we don't want her to lose that. But if in case she did, like, what do you think? Like, do you think that's something someone's interested in? Can you see that like on some Bellator? Do they do it in Bellator?
Yeah, it'd probably be a Bellator thing unless UFC still has Ronda Rousey rights. I don't know. I think it's a curious call out. Like, if you're Ronda Rousey, why don't you fucking man up and call out Chris Cyborg? Like, I'm still upset about that because she talked all that shit about Cyborg and then she refuses to fight the woman. Just blah blah blah. I don't even remember what her excuses were at the time, but just basically ran away from the sport. And then you're going to call out the one person that's probably the easiest fight for you. Like, fuck off with that. That's what I say. Cause I think that's an easy win for Ronda. Cause fucking Gina is no ground fighter. She was more of like Muay Thai and she did take down Cyborg and have Mount on her, but you're not going to fucking do that to Ronda. I'm sorry. Ronda could still just take her down an armbar. So I would favor Ronda in that fight if it happens, but I just don't see it in both their careers. Like, it's a lose-lose, I think, for both of them. For Gina, she's a fucking movie star. Like, why come back? And Ronda's doing all her WWE bullshit. So I don't even know why she doesn't want any taste of MMA. Like, imagine her taking another loss. She might kill herself. Like, she was so into... Like, her identity was being a winner. And then you take a loss, you take two losses. Fuck this. I'm taking my ball. I'm going home. And although I'd like to see her, like, back in the day, it would have been nice if she had a real camp and not that Tavarian fuck face as their coach. So I don't know. Let me see what else. Oh, did you see Jorge Masvidal said he wants to fight Conor McGregor and he's willing to put his BMF title on the line for it.
Whoa, I'd like to see that.
I think that is a great fight, right? Like, both guys not doing so great. Conor hasn't fought in fucking forever. I think his last win was 2016 or so. I don't know. It's been a minute. Might as well just put that. I mean, if you want to sell a fight with a fake title, you need Conor in some kind of a title fight. Probably makes sense, right? Do it at 170.
Yeah.
Because I don't think fucking Conor's going. He's on so many alleged steroids because I think they were saying he hasn't even been drug tested in like a year and a half, allegedly. I forget because I used to look at that USADA website all the time and see like who's being drug tested. I don't think Conor's been drug tested since he fucked his leg up.
Well, he's gotten huge. I think part of the side effect of treatment side effect is wink, wink. I think they prescribe steroids because as you build muscle mass, 100%. Your body's bone structure starts to get harder and it promotes healing.
Like a geck.
And the muscle is a protective factor for like the bone breaking again. So yeah, I mean, it makes sense that they're not testing him, but when is that fight going to happen? Is he back in the USADA pool or no?
Who knows? I mean, he may be in the USADA pool right now, but
is he being tested?
Well, he could be in a pool, just not being tested. Like, you know, wink, wink, if you want to go.
He's in the shallow end.
Yeah, not the deep end. I forget who's in the deep end. And when the fuck is John Jones coming back? Holy shit. It's probably close to 3 years, right?
Well, I just read this actually today. Dana White was saying that Jones is ready to go. And they're just trying to figure out what's going to happen with Stipe's. Ngannou's knee, I believe, right, is messed up. Mm. And then it's either going to be him or Stipe.
For Jones.
Wow. And he's... He's basically saying it's those two opponents. It's either Ngannou or Stipe. They're going to have talks starting like in the next few days to try to figure it out. Dana White does say that he's a big believer in ring rust and also says in the same sentence that John Jones is the best of all time. So I'm wondering, like, what do you think? Like, is just off the cuff, like either one of those opponents for John, do you think those are winnable fights for him? Or
I think they both are. Cause if Ngannou is coming off a fucking knee injury, he's a little bit heady already, because I forgot which fight it was. Where was it? Derek Lewis? I think it was because didn't he come off that loss from Stipe where he was like, he landed some good shots but he lost, and then his next fight back I'm like, oh, he's not gonna be right. And I think that's when he fought Derek Lewis and was super passive. So I think him with a fucking knee injury and coming back, he's going to be super hesitant. And John's going to be very smart. And I think at heavyweight, I think John goes back to wrestling because there's not a lot of great wrestlers at heavyweight. And Ngannou with the knee injury and John with his oblique kicks, he'll oblique kick the shit out of his bum knee. So I like John in that fight. And Stipe, again, Stipe hasn't fought in a long time. And Stipe is coming off a loss. So I favor John in both of those matchups, actually. And I know it's a challenge for John to move up to heavyweight, but if he's so fucking dominant at light heavyweight, and I think he just got bored near the end of his run there, right? Where all these other guys were, you know, it's debatable whether he won those fights or not. When you look at the Dominic Reyes fight, Thiago Santos fight, like potentially lost both of those, but... it just depends, right? I think he does well. I think he does well against both those guys. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that, I mean, it's just hard to know, like, putting on all that weight and everything, like, what kind of effect that's going to have for John. But mm-hmm. I like his chances. The problem I have with him always is going to be his personal life. And it's like, yeah, they can schedule the fight, but... is he going to be able to keep the train from derailing before that shit happens? I don't know. You know, so
Hugo Graham this, fucking stripper that. I got to fucking run my car into some pregnant lady. Like, yeah, the off-site issues are a problem.
They are. Okay. Unfortunately.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah.
What else is happening out there?
Let's see what else we got. Last thing.
Yeah.
That I have. While we were on break, I don't know if you know this, but Husamar Palhares has been fighting overseas.
Yes.
And he's had a couple knockouts, and he just had a fight like a week and a half ago, and in which he got knocked out again by our friend Ibrahim Magomedov. He's not faring so well, still looking pretty swole, but Palhares is not using his grappling these days.
He's going to the Jorge Gurgel school of fucking MMAs.
Yeah, so I mean, there's not a lot of action right now, but when it starts, it's there he goes. He gets a little stump. He's like, oof, that was a good one. And then, you're going to see like the finish here in a second. It just, I don't know, you know.
I don't understand that fucking strategy. I know it's early in the fight, right? You're in the first few minutes, but why isn't he shooting takedowns? And this will start off a litany of former UFC fighters here not faring well. So you brought up Palhares, right? Or Paul Harris, depends which way you want to go on that one. How about Anthony Pettis in the PFL over the weekend? So I'm pulling up the wrong shit here. Hang on. Fuck. So he got submitted. I can't. I'm pulling up Kat Zingano when I'm trying to pull up Pettis. So basically he had a body triangle and got wrenched from behind. And fucking, I think he got a rib injury in that one. So he got fucked up. And then I also saw Bigfoot Silva.
Ugh.
Took another brutal KO loss, and we'll pull him up here.
Oleg Popov, huh?
Yeah.
Bigfoot looking a little different than, you know, he's got some little.
Well, he's coming in hands down, charging, and brutally knocked out. I believe that's about a baker's dozen of losses for him, and I don't know how many KO losses, but I want to say he's lost 12 in a row now or something like that. Like, he hasn't won in 12 fights for sure.
Why did they let him keep fighting?
I was going to say, like, that probably is happening in another country, but when do you cut that fucker off? Like, right?
That's
always a debate. One, like, two, when's three, the cutoff?
Four, five, six, seven. So the last seven fights have been lost by him. Only one is via decision. The rest are KOs. Out of the last, he's been KO'd 9 times out of the last 11 fights. So
I think I can go either way on that one.
I mean,
I think you let him fight on. Just fight it out.
He's only has 12 KOs in his career losses, right? And the first couple came real early in his career, and the last 9 have been 10 have all been in the last like 13 fights.
Nine times.
So I hate to laugh, but it's funny, it's also sad, and I'm worried about his health, because this is like he's
Bigfoot, he can handle it. He could probably take 20 KOs before it serious affects his mental health.
Yeah, well, doubtful. But whatever.
How much? The real important thing is, how much is this man getting paid, and how much is this man getting laid? That's what we need to know.
Okay, fair enough.
Maybe everything's dependent upon his fighting career. He's fucking fighting, getting KO'd. That's what. Is he putting on entertaining fights? That's the question.
I don't know. I haven't watched any of them, so I'm not sure.
I just see him getting KO'd, so I think it's entertaining, at least for somebody.
I like that part. Oh, God.
So apparently that's what happens when you leave the UFC. Some have success, some not so much. Mostly it's like, well, some of those guys obviously shouldn't be fighting anymore, but it is what it is. I think you have to call a cutoff on that guy. There is a line. I just don't know where it is. And he's right there. So super close. We should probably talk about our sponsor.
Again.
Oh, a little Manscaped.
We love them so much in the summer. So we will discuss. about sweaty sex summer approaching. Actually, I feel like it's here, and it's time for you to prioritize the comfort of your crotch. I hate that word, by the way. That's why the kings of crotch comfort, Manscaped, have spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. I've had the honor of testing out these new boxers, and I can say it's the softest fabric of any underwear. So breathable and delicious that it's like gills for your balls. They even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. And stick your balls in there. I think it's time invest in your family jewels. So let your balls breathe and get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts.
That's right. Let's say you're on a date and your partner catches that Manscaped on the waistband of your underwear. It's almost guaranteed to raise some eyebrows and act like a billboard on the highway to Pleasure Town. I feel like I'm Guy Fieri right now. Taking a ride to Flavor Town and or Pleasure Town.
Or Pound Town.
Yeah, Pound Town, right? It's all about the jewel pouch. Apparently, this is a pouch designed to cradle your boys in their own special space. I thought that said special sauce. Special sauce. Lined with perforated. Is that perforated? I don't know what the hell's going on. Perforated performance. It's like a fucking tongue twister, Sandy. Fabric to keep them well ventilated. You know, ventilation's hard to get in these newer vehicles. You don't have the chips anymore. Basically, just imagine your balls sipping pina coladas. I ordered a pina colada, chilling on a hammock on some tropical beach.
Yes. And just remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. Once the boxers 2.0s touch your sack, you'll never go back.
That's right. Once you touch the sack, you never go back. Right. Let's do some KOs of the week. I got a handful. Some might say a plethora. Okay. I think you say a plethora.
Yes. Would you say that we have a plethora?
Thank you. There you go. This is brutal, but enjoy.
Oh, damn.
It's a sound. It's like, crack that whip.
Oh.
Oh. Down goes Foreman. Whoa.
It's a nasty kick. Oh, it was like all shin. And
yeah. And that's a crack. Like, crack that whip. And then I don't know if there's sound in this one, but I feel like one of these guys knows how to fight. One of these guys doesn't. So
I can guess which one's which.
Yeah, right? Look at their outfits.
Jesus.
Ugh.
That happened quickly.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God. And then, oh, this one's brutal too. I think this one has sound, so we're not gonna, again. Oh, I'm not sharing sound, am I?
No.
That's nah, great, because, you know, that's more effective with sound on both of those. Anyway. Let's try this one.
Now I got the sound.
Scorpion.
Oh my God.
I don't think that's healthy.
That looks painful.
Did you get the sound on the first one? Because that's the most important one.
Go back to it. I thought you meant not to share sound.
No, I wanted to share the sound. The second one's not that important, but this first one,
let's see it again.
You need to hear this.
It's worth a replay.
Yeah, it's like a whip. So enjoy that and throw up later.
It's definitely worse. Yep.
Yeah. So I saw all those, and this one may be the coup de grace. So put this one out here. We need to make sure the fucking share sound. So like there were so many KOs. Like I had to edit the show to not share some of these.
Hmm. Oh, Jesus. What is happening? What the hell is happening?
Joe Biden.
Did he KO himself?
Apparently he can ride a bike, but can't dismount the bike.
Wow.
I don't know if that's good for your health, because that's how old people die. They fall down. Falls are very bad. Remember all these fight leagues where we're showing all these face-offs and they're all trying like crazy shit and there's all these fights. So KSW is upping the ante. So here's the next level of face-offs. Chess.
They're playing chess. I like it. Seems like it would take a while.
Oh God, or not. Like I think MMA fighters need to be playing checkers, not chess.
How about joust? That would be funny. Like little the old school joust.
I like this. Why? Oh, I'm signed in here. I'm like, why am I getting ads? Hang on. So this may be the greatest fight league I've ever seen. Apparently, you know, you've seen the slap competitions in Russia. Mm-hmm. Romania has their own version. It's slap ass ingo.
I like this already.
Am I sharing sound?
You are. That's already a red ass. Oh, I mean, front row on that mat. Front row.
Yes. They're not really driving it, but they're kind of. I don't know what's being said, but I'd imagine it's. You want to get up in there? Ooh, she's winding up. Yeah, they're kind of going for it, but I feel like they're being too nice. I'll give you one more. Ooh, feel like she should go up and under on that.
I am mesmerized.
Yeah, shit, I can fucking, it's an 11-minute video. I'm not going to say that I may have watched the whole fucking thing, but so you have Romania upping the notch, and there's another league called Epic Fighting Championship. They are testing out some new fight kits. I don't think I can, I'm going to have to preview this one a little bit. Let me see if I can share sound. I think they have music playing. No, we're all right. We can share sound. So yeah, there, you know, I was talking about, I wish the UFC would go back to letting the women wear whatever they want. So Epic is doing that. It's going to take a minute. I don't know if we need volume, but we'll get the gist in a second here. Let them grapple a little bit.
I'm seeing it already. Hey now.
I feel like these fight kits need to make some shit happen.
I mean,
I feel like this needs to get bigger.
Yeah. I'm liking what you're throwing down. I'm on
so board. Can we get the UFC on board? Can we get Bellator on board? Can we get one championship on board? But again, I think this is a league that you were posting some fights too, where it's like questionable. It might be the 2-on-1s, and because at some point I think one of the ladies wins. I think she's just wearing underwear. I don't know if this is a fight. I don't know what the hell's going on, but I love it. And then you got, yep, you got a guy cheering him on. Oh, there it is. Rear naked choke locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Taps out. Some guy, some rando comes in.
Jesus, what's happening?
This is nobody that anybody knows. And he just starts grabbing ass on them.
What in the hell is happening?
He's just some random. And the guys are like, who is this guy? Fucking get him out of here.
Molesting.
Yeah, yeah. I guess apparently, and let's just call this Russia. You can get your grabs on. Get your grabs on, Ingo. So right. I think the moral of the story is, can we get more impressive fight kits?
I like it.
Yes.
I'm on board.
I'm with you. Okay, we did KOs. Let's do a little tweet of the week. Or wait, I've got one more. I have a workout fail. I don't know what people do sometimes. I feel Tony Ferguson is influencing the culture of working out. So people are trying shit that they probably shouldn't be.
Yeah, I saw this one. It's like a 1, 2, 3.
She got lucky because her head, I think, actually bounced on that tire behind her.
Yeah.
Like right this one? Oh, yeah, she did get lucky. What the hell happened? Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't get the fuck out of the way, and I fucking calabashed my ass on that. Like, wow. Anyway, tweet of the week. Apparently, it's from Paige Van Zandt. We'll start here with her. She says, if psychedelic mushrooms can grow from shit, so can you. That's why she's got psychedelic mushrooms on her.
It can't be that good in person. I think it's all doctored up.
It probably is. Good. I don't know. I've seen enough pictures to go. It's impressive. So that's one. And speaking of PFL, I don't know. Oh my God, this is so loud. Hang on. They're playing Nirvana on this video. So they were doing some kind of weird experiment with like a Zoom call. And let's just not share sound. And here you go.
Zoom call?
Fighting? Yeah, the guy's Zoom calling while he's fighting and then gets fucking KO'd. And it wasn't even that hard of a punch. It just hit him on the button and shut him off. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is the PFL doing? Because this guy is just tapping him. He's just like tap, 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 and then,
well, duh, he's got a darkness, laptop strapped
my
to him.
Old friend.
There's no, and that's an expensive
laptop. He's not wearing gloves either. He's trying to bare knuckle it, kind of. And he just gets fucking shot.
You would
off.
Think they would have used like an iPhone or something. That's like a really expensive laptop.
I know. They fuck it. And then, oh shit. This one, I think we need some sound. It's the last tweet of the week. This could fall under Tony Ferguson training. I'm not quite sure. I feel like some of these people need help. I'm gonna see that one again.
What the hell?
That was quite a big branch that broke.
Yeah.
I think you gotta be careful out there. You gotta know your limitations. Do you wanna, this is a picture that I found out on the internet, the former, she's an MMA fighter, potentially was in UFC. But this is how I imagine all UFC women fighters that are semi-good looking train. Am I wrong? Is this not how they train and go? Is that not the outfits they wear?
That's aggressive.
Interesting.
And I like it.
It is aggressive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little ass the nuts. Okay. So I'm going to show a video and tell me if you have flashbacks from this.
PTSD.
So, I fucking certainly had it. So this is the McDojo life on fucking Twitter. Hopefully there's no sound. But tell me if you get a flashback right there. Like someone going for your throat.
Yeah, I do.
And oh, I don't know his... why this guy is going... the Fonz technique on him. Hey, in your armpits, in your armpits.
Tickle torture, that will never work. Don't do that.
Not so much, but if someone puts their hands on my throat hole, holy fuck. Like it's like just seeing that I'm already going through emotions of fucking Krav Maga. That guy's getting so fucked up so hard, so fast right now. But I don't know what this shit, the head massage works. Okay, apparently I learned shit the wrong way. Oh, here we go again. He's got this green thumb out. It's right back to the beginning. But anyway.
I feel like you'd break your thumbs doing that.
Yeah, I think it's the stupidest technique I've ever fucking seen. It's
this, and then a kick to the balls. Or you can go.
Yep. That's actually, like, I got another DVD because I wanted to train my daughters in that. And that was the newer technique of the fucking, I still go to this, but it was always that because you're always going to get whatever they're throwing at you. You're going to get that off. But it's like hands on the neck is an automatic violent response, like without even thinking. It's just go. Here we go. Who should be the face of Mount Rushmore for women's MMA? I forgot who posted that.
Women's MMA?
Yeah. I mean,
probably Cyborg.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Because I said, I think Gina Carano goes first because she made it sexy, like women's MMA. She was the first one. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? They can look like this?
Mm-hmm.
And then Ronda Rousey, and I was thinking back to Strikeforce, I'm like, Jesus Christ, like when she first came on the scene and was just running a train on all the other ladies, like I just was like, it's gonna be first round armbar. It was unbelievable. And then Cyborg, I think she made it even sexier, especially when I get her fucking lipstick kiss signed card. And then the debate is like, who is the fourth one? I have a hard time picking because some people are saying, well, you could put Amanda Nunes up there. I have a hard time with that. Shevchenko, I have a hard time with that. Joanna Jędrzejczyk, I have a hard time with that. I don't know if there's a clear-cut fourth person. I think you could put Paige Van Zandt's titties up there.
Perfect.
I'm
down with that.
That makes your Mount Rushmore.
Or her ass, either way.
Yeah.
Or both. Or both. I mean,
I'm okay with this. Just chop her head off. Tits and ass, right?
Yeah.
I feel like a total slap shot. These were fucking tits and ass. He's talking about the posters, like as we're talking about fucking hockey and slap shot. Charlestown Chiefs, back when hockey was fucking hockey. Jay Knowledge.
Yeah. When I was on my trip, I started watching this series called The Offer. I don't know if you saw this.
Nope.
It's like 7 or 8 episodes, I think, about the making of The Godfather, but it's not a documentary. They did one of these
offshoot. Yeah.
Like a series, they made it like as though you were there or whatever. And Miles Teller is the main actor. I liked every movie he's ever been in so far. He's a younger actor, like really well done for, they if you're at all into The Godfather, cause they base it on reality and there's some cool characters in there. I didn't know that movie had so many problems like getting made after Mario Puzo wrote the book.
Mm.
So highly recommends, easy to watch, entertaining. So I think it's only available on Paramount though. So.
Yeah, I think as they said, Paramount Plus. That's tough because I don't want to fucking add a millionth fucking streaming service. Like I just canceled a handful because I had a bunch and I canceled a few over the weekend. So
look at you. You're such a rebel.
I know, right?
Cancel fucking, that shit.
Yeah, I still got to deal with Comcast. So I got to fucking take care of that. But
dicks.
Anyway, what did I see recently, movie-wise? Oh, I saw that the new Doctor Strange finally. It's funny because I knew it was coming out the Disney Plus, and I had about 3 more days. I'm like, fuck it. My kids want to see it. We went to the theater. The funny thing was we were the only 3 people in the theater. It was me and my 2 daughters. We had the whole theater to ourselves. I'm like, this is fucking bananas. I'm like, let's move around and find what the best seat is. And we ended up being in the best seats. But anyway, not that great of a fucking movie.
I don't know if you saw it. No, I haven't watched it because I heard people have been telling me that it's dog shit.
Yeah, because the part of the problem is they introduced a new character and then just the plot line. I don't want to ruin it for people if they still want to see it, but I'm just going to say, it's got a Avengers Civil War type theme where I'll just leave it at that. Not a great movie. Like it's definitely the first one's way better. So we can just kind of leave it at that.
I never loved him as a character. I know you love him a lot, but now that I think about it, I'm stupid. I did go see that. So, but I forgot about it because I didn't love it.
Well, I just rewatched it. It came on Disney Plus for free now, and I rewatched it, and I just fast forward through it, and I'm like, yeah, this is not good. It's just like on a scale of 1 to 10. Oh, it's a 6, and I'm pushing 6. Like it's probably a 5.5. And that's hard to say when I think I'm pushing a 6 because I like him as a character, but fuck man, that movie's tough to watch. Mm-hmm. So I want to show you these cool tattoos. I've never seen this. I think what it's called, it's a patch tattoo. I don't know if you've seen this. It's fucking crazy. It looks fake as fuck, but these are real. Yeah, share this. So I don't know if you've seen this of tattoo.
Oh wow, that's hyper realistic. Super.
Yeah, cool. Look at that shit. It looks like a legitimate patch has been stitched onto your skin. It's so crazy, man.
It's really crazy. It's like hyper realistic. That's creepy.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it. like, I don't think I would do it to myself, but just appreciate the realism of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck me.
That's really cool. I wonder if those last.
Yeah, it's hard to say because some of them look real sweet, like initially, like once all the swelling's gone down, and then you're like, oh fuck. Now what? I got a couple others. I saw David Coverdale tweeted this out. There's music playing in the background, but I can't play it because there's some sort of copyright. But it's interesting that David Coverdale from Whitesnake is tweeting these out. So here's a lady doing a little dance, making a little love.
Kick down in that.
Here yeah. I go again on my own.
Yeah. I didn't know like shit was going on. Like, I don't know, ladies could do that, but apparently, I don't know what that says, but it's like smoke and mirrors, because there's a guy with strings above her, like pulling on her titty strings.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm like, I could do that in real life, but I didn't know ladies could do that, and apparently they can't.
Pretty shit. Good.
Little trickster. And we'll just leave you with this one as I pull this up. We were, one of our friends had showed us, Mike Tyson showed up to a local dispensary over the weekend high as fuck and basically had to be carried out by his own security. They're kind of propping him up. Mm-hmm. So here's another Mike Tyson being apparently Mike Tyson.
Hello, I'm feeling beautiful.
Oh my god, what is happening?
I don't know, Ingo. I'm very frightened by this.
That is banned, the B.
Is I don't know. Him, it has that
stinging like a bee or floating like a butterfly.
I don't know. I got the Blind Melon video in my head.
Oh,
with
no
that
rain.
Chick that's wearing the bee outfit.
Yeah.
And then didn't he kill himself? How many fucking lead singers killed themselves? Jesus Christ.
Pretty much all of them.
90%, I think. I think 90% of bands, the lead singer kills himself. And I don't even want to go down the line because I feel like it's a bad road. It's a bad road. Anyways, so we're going to be a day late next week, right? Because we normally would tape on Monday night, and I think that's the 4th of July, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we will be out on Wednesday of next week, if I can do math.
That sounds correct. That sounds right.
Perfect. I'm going to smoke a ton of weed right now and eat a bunch of food.
That sounds amazing.
Anyway, okay. I haven't done that in about a week. But you know what the fucked up thing is? When I do that, I gain 5 pounds in one night.
Just temporarily. That's a lot of food.
Well, because I'm a bitch. I'm like, because I'll even fall asleep and then I'll wake back up and go,
I'm still hungry.
It's 3 a.m. You can still put down some of those Dairy Queen Buster bars. Don't be a bitch. Come on, eat some more. I eat till like it hurts, so like you want to throw up. I feel like I haven't smoked weed in a while.
All right,
as well give it a shot, see if it'll work out.
I hope you enjoy that. Good for you.
Yeah, I think every once in a while, maybe it should be a once a month treat. But I was also telling you, like, I did a 30 milligram and a 50 milligram night of edibles, and then I also ate myself at the submission. So it's like once you go over 10 for me on the indica edibles, then it's like all bets are off and it's time to eat and fucking let's get down tonight. It's just not good. Or it is. I don't know. Cause then you got to do so much work to get that weight back off. Like you got to do, I do a lot of fasting afterwards. So it's like, you got to pay the piper if you're going to fucking dance with the devil. So
yeah,
is what it is. All right. Let's shut down.
I hope you have a great time. That has been this week's edition of Emery Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Hagrid, thanks for playing.